99.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin this hour overseas, where the wife of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is speaking out days after he died at an Arctic penal colony. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
Сегодня в первый раз на этом канале я хочу обратиться к вам.
Yulia Navalny is calling on her husband's supporters to battle Vladimir Putin with greater fury than ever. She said Putin killed her husband. The Kremlin has denied involvement, but says it is investigating his death at a Russian prison.
Today, the Kremlin slammed Western governments, among them the U.S., for saying Putin bears responsibility. South Carolina's Republican primary is this Saturday, and the hometown candidate is going after the frontrunner, former President Trump. CBS's Naomi Ruckum has details.
Nikki Haley blasted Trump while campaigning over the weekend.
We need to put the negativity and the baggage behind us.
Trump struck back at Haley on social media last night, claiming she, quote, doesn't have what it takes.
They're remembering two fallen police officers and a paramedic in Burnsville, Minnesota. Police say two officers and the emergency responder were shot and killed when they showed up to a domestic call at a home filled with children. Burnsville Police Chief Tanya Schwartz.
We are all hurting. Our officers, our fire department, our families, all of our staff, our community. We're heartbroken.
Officials say the gunman died. All seven children escaped from the home safely. An eerie feeling has descended on campus at the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs after two people were shot and killed in a dorm room Friday.
It feels normal, but something in the atmosphere of being on campus doesn't. Like, the sun is still shining. It's still a chilly day out, but, like, Something doesn't feel right.
Police are investigating the deaths of a 24-year-old student and a 26-year-old who did not attend the college as homicides. It's just what Southern California doesn't need, more rain. They're getting soaked by a new atmospheric river, which could bring more flooding and mudslides. CBS Los Angeles meteorologist Olga Ospina has the forecast.
Periods of moderate to heavy rain, that will be the story all the way into Wednesday. So we're also looking at some dangers along the coastline with high surf and coastal flooding possibilities.
New numbers from the CDC show falls are the leading cause of bone breaks and injuries for Americans 65 and older. They are the most common cause of traumatic brain injuries, and 95% involve hip fractures. Markets are closed this President's Day. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is taking steps towards cracking down on sex trafficking. The State Assembly Thursday passed a package of bills that came out of the Speaker's task force on the problem. Republican Representative Rick Gundrum.
One of the reasons sex trafficking is thriving here in Wisconsin is because our current penalties are often less than the cost of the actual solicitation.
The task force was formed after the human rights group Shared Hope International gave Wisconsin a failing grade for its anti-trafficking laws. A new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin is going nowhere this year. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells reporters a Republican bill won't be taken up this session. Republicans disagree amongst themselves about whether the state should run medical marijuana dispensaries. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Another setback for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers upset again, this time in Iowa City in overtime. The unranked Hawkeyes with an 88-86 win at home over Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I mean, if a battle to nine down on the road to get back and get tied and have a lead, you know, we left a lot of points right in the paint, too. And as we break this down in terms of the negative things are going to be what we didn't get accomplished defensively.
Wisconsin has outlost five of their last six games. Number four ranked Marquette trying to recover after getting blown out at number one ranked UConn, 81-53. The Golden Eagles will host DePaul Wednesday. The NBA All-Star game was really more of a scoring derby. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo and his team from the East won 211-186. Here's all he had to say after the game.
As I always say, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Congratulations, Giannis.
Yeah, chicken dinner. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 47. On Wednesday, a little light rain in the morning, then partly cloudy with a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Alba. Monday, noon to 3. Could you go all day without looking at your cell phone? We'll discuss on the Civic Media Ready Network.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
But if I ever do get married, I don't think I'm ever going to live with the person. I think that's right off the bat, no living. Because the best time of your relationship is when you had your own place. Wasn't that like, that was the best time? When you had your own place and your own stuff where you wanted it, wasn't that? And you had your own separate lives. And you would still spend time together, right? You know, you'd go on dates, you'd go on trips, but then you go home. And you go, God, I love her. And I love my cable and my refrigerator and my couch and my life. But then they move in and they're just right in your face the entire time. Hi. We live together now. Hi. Hi, what are you doing? What are you thinking? How about now? Or now. That was yesterday. What about now? What are you doing? Where are you going? Who was that that called? Why are people calling here? Why do you know other people? Do you still love me?
Scene Concert Band play that song at Horlick High School. Coming up, they've got a version of it. You're going to love Heartbreaker.
You're the right kind of singer to release my inner fantasy.
All right, this should sound good. Mark Eichner is here. He is the conductor of the Racine Concert Band. Thanks for joining us this morning, Mark. Always good to see you.
Good morning.
Outside the summer. I never see you outside the summer usually. Usually it's from July through August I see you and that's it. So it's good to see you again. Of course, the Racine Concert Band conducts their concerts all summer long at the Racine Zoo. You can see them in the band shell. And I don't know the start date. It's right after the 4th of July or right around the 4th of July you guys start.
Actually, the first concert this year is June 30th.
Whoa!
That's the Sunday before July 4th.
Oh, so that one, okay. Yeah.
Which is on a Thursday this year.
Creeping it up a little bit, all right. And then it runs through like six, 7 weeks, 8 weeks.
I think it runs through August 10th this year.
Okay.
It's 7 weeks in a row.
That's good, because it's getting dark. And pretty soon you're doing the concerts in the dark. Only once, it's hard to believe, only once it rained really heavily. And I remember there was thunder and lightning, and you had your back to it. And I remember you couldn't see it, and I went up to you and I said, I think it's over. There was lightning bolts flying, but you didn't see them because you had your back toward it. And you got soaked, because you're right out front. You're not really under the band shell. I noticed everybody in the band kind of move back a little bit to get out of the rain. I was soaked, you were wet, and had a good time. Good story to tell. Okay, so Mark is here because they actually do concerts outside of the band shell at the Racine Zoo. And this one is coming up Tuesday, February 27th, a week from this Tuesday, right? Yeah, a week from this Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Horlick High School in the Joseph Mooney Theater. That's on Rapids Drive. Can't miss it. Horlick High School. And this is the third. You did one at Washington Park High School, and you will have one at Case High School in May.
This is the third, and we also had one with Walden in October.
All right, so this is the winter concert.
Right.
And you're not going to play Christmas songs, are you? I'll tell you why in just a second. I brought that up. So this is going to be, now it says here, the Horlick Symphony Band is going to join you.
Right.
So this is a combined concert.
They all are. The high school bands play part of the program, and then we come on and do a full set. And then we rehearse with and perform with the students.
I was about to say, you got to work together in rehearsal to get these things down.
Sure.
Otherwise, you know, it's you know, I went to a concert. It was a combined school concert. It was last year, and it was at a giant gymnasium type of order. It was, you know, chairs weren't auditorium-style chairs. And they had different schools there. I mean, they had like six different teachers all around with each section of their students. And then they did a combined song with one conductor up front. He was a guest conductor. They brought him in. Whoa! I mean, it's hard enough to do it with adults and students who were, you know, in their late teens. But doing it with children, whoa, and they pulled it off. And I said, oh, I can't. They're not going to do that. This isn't going to work. It's going to sound like it was great. I don't know how they do. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about this morning. Have you ever worked with children before?
Oh, sure. I started my career as a junior high band director.
I'm talking junior. I'm talking elementary school.
Oh, not that young.
Because I went to a concert the other day. As a matter of fact, I held it up to you here. This was at the 2024 Suzuki Strings and Orchestra Winter Concert from Jefferson Lighthouse. They held it at Starbucks School right down the block here. And they had second through fifth graders. And this poor guy, one guy, Ryan Anderson was his name. He was a conductor. And the concert started at 6. By 5:55, they were running around like little insects all over the stage, these kids. I mean, they were running out to the audience and their parents. Everybody's running around. At 6 o'clock, they're in their chairs ready to go. How did he do that? I mean, I'd say, oh, he's never going to get this. They can't get these kids under control. Like little bugs running around the stage. He had them in their chairs with their instruments. He hit three notes on his keyboard, and they were ready to go. That is, I don't know. If it was me, I'd be screaming, sit down! But you didn't work with kids that young, though, you said.
Not quite that young.
No. But it's got to be tough to teach children, because I don't know why. My wife is teaching me the piano right now, and I'm taking piano lessons from her. Here's the difference between you and me. I'm looking at that music, and I'm seeing dots on a page. You see music on the page. I don't see the music. I see dots, and I have to count those dots and look at them and analyze each dot before I hit the note on the piano, where you don't do that. I don't know. You to play piano at all?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know what you. I know you play trumpet because I've heard you play. You're beautiful on the trumpet. So that's what I don't understand, how you would get a child to not see the dots and see the music on the page.
Well, that's the beauty of Suzuki, is that they don't mess with notation at the very beginning. And so they don't deal with ink on paper. And so they think a lot more about their sound and their tone quality, which is really important.
I'm telling you, kudos to this guy. I had to get him on the air with me. I'm still working to get this guy, Ryan Anderson, on the air with me. I got to find out, how do you do this with second graders and keep control of the, and they're all sitting in their seats. And when he hits those notes, they stand up, they take a bow, they sit down, and they don't talk amongst themselves. Now, you can't really get a kid turn his head, and he stands there, and he's quiet until they're quiet. It's amazing. We were talking about the Music Man, Robert Preston, the Music Man. Professor Harold Hill, con man selling boys bands throughout the country. And he got caught and he had to perform a concert with these bands. And he said, we're going to use the think method. Think the song and you can play it. And you said that's not as dumb as it sounds.
No. you really want, you know, young players to not be dependent on the note. On the notation, because playing it correct is not the end all and be all of learning to play music.
Well, my brother plays about every instrument there is. He can play woodwind, he could play the guitar, he could play the piano, he plays all instruments. He's able to read and write music. When he was going through medical school to make extra money, he'd have these bands. This is back in the late 60s, early 70s. He'd have these bands. They want to copyright their music. They'd send him a cassette with a song on it. He'd do the sheet music and say, here it is, mail it in. It's copyrighted. And so he was able to listen to the song and write the notes down on the staff. And I said, wow, how do you do that? He says, it's in my head. I could hear the music and I translate it.
Sure.
How did that not translate to me? That's what I want to know. How did I get no musical talent? I tried to play the trumpet. I couldn't do it. They threw me out of the band, right in front of the band, the whole band. They threw me out. We had Mr. Mars was his name, the superintendent. And he said to everybody in the, this was in fourth grade. It was fourth grade. And he said, do we all agree that if people are holding us back, we should not have them in the band? And they all said, I was thinking, yeah, we should throw them out. Yeah, hang them. He said, Mr. Rosen, you're holding us back. So you're not going to be with the band anymore. Right in front of anybody. So I went to the classroom and I sat there and in disbelief that I was just thrown out in front of everybody. That guy, you know, Mr. Mars. Funny how you don't forget people. And I know he's probably not around today, but I feel like running into him and saying, see, I still can't play an instrument. And I'm blaming you for it. But I couldn't grasp. The trumpet is a strange instrument because you don't blow into it. You kind of spit into it, right? You play the trumpet.
Well, there's definitely blowing involved.
I know, but it's not like you're blowing up a balloon.
Right, because the instrument just amplifies the buzzing that you're making with your lips.
See, I can't. I don't know how you do it. I've seen you play. You play that Bugler's, whatever that song is, and it's just like, it just sings when you play the trumpet.
Well, thanks.
So that's good. And so and all these people in the band, you say you have one rehearsal with your band members when you do the summer concerts. One rehearsal. I've been to them. And all of a sudden, music comes out, and everybody's in sync. I mean, when you get up there, now, I wouldn't know if there's a mistake. You would know if there's a mistake. If they're screwed up, I wouldn't know it. I don't think anybody else knows either. But it's just a wonderful experience. So we're going to talk more about the Horlick High School concert coming up, find out what's involved there, how you get into it, and that's straight ahead. We're looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 42, partly cloudy, lows around 30 tonight, sunshiny tomorrow with a high near 46, 50 on Wednesday. I'm liking that. Right now, clear and 26 degrees. I think the sun's out now. It's not just clear anymore. I think the sun is out. It's 719 at WRJN Radio, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station on this President's Day. That means no mail, no banks, no food, no air, no nothing. It's President's Day today. Stay right where you are.
Listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
No one wanted to hire me. They just saw my disability, but not me.
I worked hard to get the education and the skills needed to thrive. I was ready to work. Then someone believed in me and said yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
At WRJN Radio. There's another song they'll be playing at Horlick High School, the Racine Concert Band. Heaven is a Place on Earth, Belinda Carlisle. They play a good version of that, too, so you'll enjoy it. Okay, the concert's coming up at Horlick High School. The date is, let me just get all the information here out there. It's Tuesday, February 27th, 7 p.m., Horlick High School, the Joseph Mooney Theater that's on Rapids Drive. You can't miss it. Now, why don't you explain how you get in, the whole money procedure, so people aren't shocked when they come to the front door.
Okay, the entrance to use is the west entrance, which is just across the parking lot from the tennis courts, and so it's the west part of the building. And when you come in, you just walk straight ahead to the theater. When you get there, there are no cash sales for concert tickets, but we will be taking credit cards, which is an improvement of the old QR system we had used last year. But no cash sales, and the admission fees are, we're seeing unified standard activity admission fees. It's $6 for adults, $5 for students, and $4 for seniors.
Now, what if I am going back to college, which I am? I'll be going back to Hofstra University to get my finish my degree. Am I a student? Or do you mean
if
that?
You have a student ID, you're a student.
I have my Hofstra ID card. I can use that. Who's that old man coming in? What do you mean he's a student? He's not a student. Get him out of here. Call the police. Okay, what kind of music are we going to hear? Now, we're not going to hear Heaven as a Place on Earth. Oh, but you never know, because they have these bands. You watch them during the Thanksgiving Day Parade on TV, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and also at halftime at college. Yeah, they play that kind of music. I mean, I'm joking about it, but they do. But you're not going to play that.
No, this concert is part of a four-concert series, which we call the Education Outreach Program. And it's not just the concerts. It includes some in-class instruction by the band members with the sections in the schools, and also with each band that we perform with, I go into their rehearsals and rehearse with them three times to get ready for a dress rehearsal with the Racine Concert Band, and that results in a grand finale presentation, which this time is going to be a piece by Stephen Reinecke. This is the second time we played a Stephen Reinecke piece. He's the conductor of the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, which was made famous under Eric Kunzel. And at any rate, he writes a very modern kind of flavor that really connects with audiences. We played a piece by him at a summer concert that you particularly liked a couple years ago. It was called Where Eagles Soar. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is another piece kind of in that same vein. It's called Sedona, which is a small city near the Grand Canyon. And so, as you might well imagine, the music is very outdoorsy and kind of athletic and has nice fanfares. And it's a beautiful piece, and the students are really enjoying it, and the band is too. But one thing about these concerts that's very unlike the summer concerts is we get more rehearsal time. So for this rehearsal, we get four rehearsals, and we can tackle more sophisticated literature and get it right. And so it's a lot of fun for the band and for me to do that.
Now, is it the same band we see at the summer concerts? Or
you bet.
Oh, same band. Your wife plays in the band.
Yes.
Yeah. What instrument does she play?
She plays horn.
Which
French horn.
Oh, the French horn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's neat. All right. I always like the people who play the flute, because when they pack up and go in their pocket, man, they're out of there. I mean, they carry this little tiny thing. Right. Meanwhile, the poor people who have the big instruments, like the sousaphone, they don't call it the sousaphone, what, a tuba sousaphone, and you got the drums, you got all this stuff that's hard to pack away, and the little flute piccolo players go, I'm out of here. before it's even, you know, the audience leaves, they're out the front door. You guys love to play, you like to play marches. Big on Sousa marches, big on circus marches. I mean, every summer you can count on at least two or three marches during a concert, including the opening and the closing songs. Pieces are always marches. The closing, is it always some Sousa at the end? You always use the Sousa
march? We always close with the Sousa march.
Okay. Why marches? Just because they're rousing and they get to get the audience? Because the audience does get excited toward the end. Yeah! Screaming when they hear the those Sousa marches.
Well, really, the entire template, you can say, of the summer concerts is lifted from the old Sousa band programs. He had a formula that worked really, really well. And of course, I never use it exactly as he did it. There's always variations, but it has a nice flow to it, and the audience kind of knows what to expect, and they like it. So in the summer concerts, yes, we always start with the march.
But you always start with the national anthem, then you go to the march, right?
Right. And then we get to do... we do a few selections from the classical repertoire, maybe an overture, maybe a suite, and then another march.
The best part about the summer concert series are you always have a guest performer. You bring a guest artist in, usually a singer, somebody who sings. Beautiful. They either sing an operatic song, a Broadway tune, or just a popular song from the movies or wherever. You're so lucky to have the same people come back and sing every year because they are their favorites.
They are.
They sing popular songs. The opera stuff, I never understood. And I asked her once, how do you sing in a foreign language? Do you speak that language? She goes, no. How do you sing in a foreign language? How do you remember what the words are? At least with a regular song that's in English, you can remember the words because it makes it's a story when you sing. But in a foreign language, and I'm trying to remember the woman who does it. It's not the Miss America one. It is... Oh, I can picture her face. I just can't remember her name. I should have brought a program guide in from last year.
Well, we're very lucky.
Greg Berg does that, too. He sings in a foreign language.
We're very lucky because of where we are that we have relationships with singers who sing on professional stages in Milwaukee and Chicago. And they like the band and they like to keep coming back.
And you're very lucky to have them back because they are so talented.
They are.
And, you know, people say, well, what happens when it rains? I can't think of in the last several years when you got rained out. In the last couple of years, there was one rain concert in the middle, and that was a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. But usually you would call me and say, we're rained out tonight. I can't remember that. Sunday nights are pretty blessed.
We've done well. We had some drizzle a couple of times last summer, but not a rain out. Right.
And people don't run. They go, run for your lives. They don't do that. They sit there. They'll take the drizzle. And people bring their own foods. They hang out at the zoo beforehand. And it's really fun. You do a nice contest, come up with a nice trivia question, nice prizes. And especially the last day of the year, you come up with some pretty big prizes. I mean, you can eat at that. I think every restaurant I've ever seen has a gift certificate. So you win nice prizes. The American flag. We give out an American flag every year, every concert. And that's very nice. And... you do a great job. Hold on, we're going to talk more about the Racine Concert Band coming up. And you got another concert coming up at Case High School in May.
Right.
Is that the same thing that you combine with with the students there? Oh, that's great. They get to play with the pros. That's excellent.
Okay. Students really enjoy it. We're happy to collaborate with them, and they've made it clear that for many of them, it's the highlight of the school year.
Mark Eichner, he is our conductor of the Racine Concert Band, our guest this morning. 729 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Stay where you are.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area, from residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Stop and think about everything you touch in a day that's made from plastic. Now, imagine it could come from agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And there's a team on the UW-Madison campus looking at that exactly. They're trying to turn plant waste into plastic. Some of their goals include cutting greenhouse gas emissions and also trying to create some economic opportunities for rural Wisconsin. Shannon Stahl is one of the professors. He's affiliated with the Wisconsin Energy Institute that got a $4 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy for the project. And he says their research is trying to address the growing demand for renewable resources and trying to make agriculture a part of that.
So the idea is that we could help in the decarbonization effort within the chemicals industry by using plant-based feedstocks. And ultimately, they would be renewable. And so the ultimate goal is to create a circular economy where you can grow new plants, use them for our materials, and then they can return in a biodegradable way to the earth.
That's Shannon Stahl with the Wisconsin Energy Institute looking at turning plant waste into plastic. He said one of the real challenges with this kind of a project, though, is trying to make sure that those plant-based plastics are coming in at the same cost as the fossil fuel version.
Innovation. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
With the Compeer Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compeer.com/patronage. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And don't forget, we're into National FFA Week celebrations across the state. Today, more than 200 Wisconsin FFA members, along with their advisors, will be down at the state capitol in Madison trying to make their point to elected officials on how important agriculture education and all that the FFA brings to communities really is. You want to find out more about what's happening in your community? Check in with your local FFA advisor or agriculture instructor. You can also start by going to the Wisconsin FFA website or FFA.org. There's your look at what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 47. On Wednesday, a little light rain in the morning, then partly cloudy with a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Flash Dance man eater. Yeah. It's 7:36 at WRJN. Mike Eichner from the Racine Concert Band is here. We'll talk about this. First of all, how do you, when you conduct, you have to conduct for every instrument.
Sure.
So I saw your music up there, and you don't have one page to flip over. You got a lot of pages to flip over. Now, how many different music sheets do you have up there? Because everybody's doing something different on that stage.
Oh, but it's all on one page. They're just all very small.
But then you got to keep flipping it. Oh, wow. So that's all. Let me see that for a second here.
Whoa. So, yeah, I've got all the parts in front of me all the time.
And you know what these notes mean?
Sure.
You understand this stuff? I was telling him, when he looks at this sheet, he sees music. I see dots on a page. Wow. Look at that's amazing. I didn't realize how small it was, because I always see you with your little lead weights on there holding the pages down. Because, you know, doing this outside has got its problems because it gets windy. And all of a sudden, your pages are blowing all over the place.
Right. Well, on the score I just showed you, there's about 25 lines there all at one time. And outdoors, that's a real problem when the wind is blowing. So when I can, I use condensed scores outdoors just because it's fewer pages and the fewer pages to turn, because sometimes it's a challenge just to get those pages turned at the right time in the heat of the moment.
Now, if anybody's ever taken a walk on Michigan Boulevard by the lakefront, you see there's a gazebo there. It's an old gazebo. It's right there on one of the corners on Michigan Boulevard. I remember once you did a concert. We actually broadcast. We brought our equipment out there. And you squeezed that band into that gazebo. And there wasn't, if somebody had to go to the bathroom, too late. Hold it in. You're not going anywhere because there's nowhere to go. You couldn't move on that thing. What made you do a concert on the gazebo?
Well, that was a band tradition before I started with the band, and we kept it going. But it was really Del Eich, the former conductor, and the band leadership that said, no mas, we can't do this. It was so difficult to get the percussion equipment up the stairs. When we got there, we couldn't, you know, they were packed in like sardines, and we couldn't even fit the whole band. We normally perform with a 42-piece band. We could only get about 30 into the gazebo. And it wasn't that satisfying an experience, just because it was the 4th of July and there was so much stuff going on. It was really hard to pay attention to the band, even if you wanted to, because we were competing with a lot of other activity. It's a great event, but it just wasn't the right place for a band concert. So we moved for a few years, then we moved to the VIP area near the fireworks. But then the city didn't do that anymore, and so we just do our Independence Day program at the zoo now, on the Sunday before July 4th.
Well, I've got a picture here, amongst the thousands of pictures on my phone, of you guys in the 4th of July parade.
We do that every year. In fact, we're the only organization that's been in the 4th Fest parade every single year since the beginning.
Well, I have a picture of you guys here. This is it. Is this it here? Hold on a second. This is the Penguin Players. That's not you. I had it all set up here this morning, and then I did something to my phone. I had to look something up, and I closed it. And I said, don't close the phone. Oh, here you are. Is that you guys? Yeah, there you are. That's you guys, right?
You bet.
Yeah, there you go. We're seeing Concert Band. You're on a flatbed truck. It's hard enough to play outdoors, and now you're playing outdoors on a moving truck with bouncing and hitting potholes and... That's an experience.
Well, we own our own float, so...
Still, it's, you know, you're on a flatbed.
Right.
And it's hot.
For all the different ways there are to play a parade, that's the best way to play a parade. You're on a chair, and we have very good drivers, And the float's been picked up very nice. It's hard. It's a burden to maintain a float because we only use it one day a year. But it works really well for the parade, and we're happy to be there.
You park it at your house?
No, we're looking for a parking place for
really?
The float. If anyone anyone calls in, let us know.
Your parking place. Okay, so but you're back in the 4th of July parade this year. Now, you would have a problem. If it drizzles in the 4th of July parade, the parade still goes on. They don't cancel it in the middle. Now, if it rains, you guys have a problem because you're out there with expensive instruments that cost a fortune and they can't afford to get wet.
Right. So if it's raining, we can't play. Those, especially those wooden instruments have to be in the case.
And the drums would get ruined. Water's not very kind to those things.
It's the wooden instruments that are really fragile.
Like what? Which wooden?
The clarinets and the oboes.
Oh, that's right. Woodwinds. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm slow, but I'll get it eventually. I have brought a book with me here. Del Eich was the conductor of the band before you. He's been in this studio many, many times. We've had him interviewed over the years, Del Eich. And he's a conductor emeritus, which means he'll always be remembered forever as a conductor of the Racine Concert Band. In later years, he would man that big bass drum you have for donations and also collect all the trivia question answers. And one of the nicest guys, I'd walk up to him. If you were busy, because you would send me a script of what to read. And there were some words in there which were kind of tough to pronounce. And I would go up to Dale. I said, how do you pronounce this? He said, I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think anybody would know if you made a mistake on this one. I said, well, I don't want to bother Mark because he's busy right now. He said, no, this one's going to be okay. I think you're safe on just pronouncing it this way. So he put together a book. It's called And the Band Played On. And I'm glad he did it because he put down everything he knew about the band in this book, because he's no longer with us. So he, all this stuff, you know, when somebody passes away, all the memories and all the information goes with them. Now, the band is 101 or 102 this year?
This will be 102nd year.
102 years. And Dell's got it all in here with pictures. And you look at some of the early pictures of the band, and nobody's smiling. It looks like nobody's having a good time. And they're wearing these, like, military uniforms. Now, you guys have nice, you know, tennis shirts, polo shirts you wear in the van. These guys wore heavy woolen uniforms. You look at some of these pictures in here, and it's, you know, how do you even perform in that on a hot summer day? I got a picture here. Yeah, they almost look like members of the Civil War Brigade.
They do.
They look like they're going into battle any second. So how many conductors have there been?
Just five. Which is amazing, over 102 years.
Because you've been there how many years?
This will be my 22nd year.
And Del? How many?
27.
He was 27. Is he, are you two the oldest, you know, the longest, or?
Well, John Overcook, who preceded Del, he was, I can't tell you exactly how, but he was probably as long as Del.
Hmm. Wow. Now, there's an interesting picture in this book. And it's in black and white, but Del said to me, I have the color photo, if you'd like that. And I said, yes, I would. Because here's the band, actually not on a truck, but actually marching the full 3 or 4, well, how many, 10 miles? How long is that parade? It's pretty long. And in the background is my house.
All right.
And there's some strangers sitting on my porch, because I didn't own it back. This picture was taken in 1962. But there's my house. And they did a... Jim Mercier and Carol Gianforte do these history things at the Golden Rondel Theater, growing up in the 50s and 60s. And they did the 4th of July parade, and the band is in some of those pictures going by. We're seeing Concert Band. And you look, and my house is in three of the pictures from like the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And you get, because the guy who took the pictures was across the street in his house. He took the same angle every time. So you guys are back doing that again. And you said it starts on June 30th this year. Now, the concerts at the zoo are free.
Right.
Anybody can come in, and you sit down. You could bring your family, bring blankets and chairs. Now, there are some benches available if you get there early enough. You can sit on a bench, but you're not sitting up close. You gotta feel it. And there are programs, so you can see what songs are being played. You get the complete program guide for the entire season. And that's my next question. How do you pick out an entire season all at once? What's the process of that?
Well, I usually start in March. So
coming up in a couple of weeks.
Right. And I start with the soloists, because so often the rest of the program is going to relate somehow to what the soloists are singing. And of course, it's not just singers. There are band members who play solos and small ensembles, mm-hmm. features within that. And so that's where I start. And then I pick the major classical works that'll, you know, take up the most time early in the concert. Then then the marches get fit in, and then there's always, you know, novelty pieces and toe tappers in the second half of the concert. The concert gets lighter and lighter as we go.
I didn't notice that. I'm waiting for the Chipmunk song. Are you going to play that this week? With David Seville and the Chipmunks? Now, you got to pay for this. This is, you know, everybody thinks, well, you can play whatever music you want. Even on this radio station, we have to pay BMI, ASCAP, and CSAC for all the music we play. I mean, it's not free. We got to pay a hefty amount of money just to play the songs I do play. And you got to do the same deal. You got to pay for these songs, right?
Right. And we're a very unique organization because it's a professional band and we give mostly free concerts. And
you get a price on that?
We have to pay licensing fees to BMI and ASCAP, just as you do. And we have to buy music, and the musicians are paid, and so we're very appreciative to all of our supporters. Our biggest supporters are the City of Racine and the Music Performance Trust Fund, the Racine Community Foundation, the Wisconsin Arts Board, the National Endowment for the Arts, the L.C. Christensen Foundation in Racine, the Lang Family Foundation, Wisconsin Energies. We have a lot of support within the community from foundations and also individual donors too. We appreciate and love them all.
Of course you do. So is this a never-ending thing, trying to get money to keep this band going? 102 years, that's a long time to keep going. Is it never-ending? Every year you got to start to go over again, or how does that work?
Yes.
That's a short answer.
Right. The band used to be funded entirely by the city. And that ended just during the second year of my tenure. That it just wasn't, you know, it was too big of a burden for the city. There's a lot of pressure on the city budget. And slowly but surely, the band, which used to fund the city, which used to fund the band entirely, that's about 35% of our budget now. The rest we raise.
Well, that's good, because I know in the last few years you've gotten grants from different organizations. It's like a never ending thing. Did you have to go to New York or Washington to talk to? There wasn't some story where you had to go meet with the people to get your money? Was it? No? Mm. Or did I dream that? I think I dreamt that.
Well, our second largest contributor is the Music Performance Trust Fund, which is in New York City.
Okay, yeah.
I never had to go there.
Okay.
But initially, to get the first funding from them, I was on the phone. I was doing emails.
See, there's a lot more to this than just conducting. You get involved in the money. We were talking about involvement a few minutes ago. Mark Eichner is here. We're going to talk more about the Horlick High School concert coming up and the next one coming up at the Case High School in just a moment. Stay right where you are. 749 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Partly sunny today. Highs near 42 degrees.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. Now that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Diamond wrote it. The Monkees singing it. I'm a Believer at 751 at WRJN. You ready to hear a little bit of your music? We found some here. I know you don't have headphones, but I'm going to make sure you hear it. Don't worry about it. This is the Racine Concert Band. I don't know what song you're singing here. Sea Songs.
Okay.
Okay. Any good? Or should I go to a different
one? No, that's a good one.
Okay. Here we go. This music sing like you do, but you do it very well. So let's talk about the Horlick High School concert again. So what do you have, any songs we're going to hear, any tunes you got?
One of the pieces I'm most excited about is the Sweet Algerian, the Algerian Suite by Camille Saint-Saëns, a great orchestral composer. But Saint-Saëns was a really interesting guy. He was a child prodigy. He was famous as a pianist, as an organist, and then as a composer and a conductor, and then as a critic and a novelist even. He had so many facets to his career, and he was in demand all the time as a soloist, a conductor. And even with all that, he said, I live in music as a fish lives in water. He loved music. And he didn't like people all that much. And so sometimes he just needed to take a break. And he would take these long vacations by himself. And he'd go to the Canary Islands or other remote places. And he would travel incognito because he just didn't like being famous all the time.
Aww.
And one of his favorite places to go, this is, of course, in the 19th century in the colonial era. And Algeria was a French colony. And so he would take the ship across the Mediterranean to Algeria and spend time there. And this music is inspired by one of those trips. The first movement is a land sighting. It's just when you're on a ship and you can see the land in the distance, and it gets bigger and bigger and gets more definition. And there's all that in the anticipation. The music really captures that feeling. And then the final movement is of a Algerian military band based on French traditions, and it's a military march. In between, we have some beautiful scenes, from Algeria, a Moorish rhapsody, and also an evening reverie, which are really quite beautiful and have that sort of North African flavor to them, even though they're very original. But it's a beautiful piece,
and we'll be hearing that.
All of it.
Oh, that's great. That's at Horlick High School, and that's coming up February 27th, 7 p.m. at Tuesday, next Tuesday, a week from Tuesday. And we got another song for you. We found some more. I got my computer working again.
Okay.
All right. This one is called The Daughters of Texas. Remember that one?
Yes.
All right, let's listen to it.
We got a story about the. We just heard Daughters of Texas. That's the Racine Concert Band. You got a story attached to that, huh?
Well, that's a Sousa March, and that piece was that was substituted. That it was commissioned by the students of Texas Women's College in Denton, Texas, and they had paid Sousa to write a march for their school, and. He had written the march, and then on very short notice, he was asked to provide a march for Wilbur Fauché in Minneapolis. He owned the power company there, and he wrote a big office building, a big tower, the Fauché Washington Memorial Tower in Minneapolis. And he had to come up with a march on short notice. And so he scratched out the title, Daughters of Texas, and he gave their march to for this dedication of the Fauché Washington Memorial Tower in Minneapolis. And so then he had to write a different march for the students at the Texas Women's University in Denton. And that's the one they got. The one that he originally wrote for them had already been used up in Minnesota.
That's what we call quick thinking. Thinking on the fly. All right, so Mark Eichner, conductor of the Racine Concert Band, is going to work with the combined high school orchestras over at Horlick High School. That's coming up on Rapids Drive there Tuesday. Week from this Tuesday at 7 p.m. I'll see you this summer again, huh?
We're looking forward to it.
All right, thanks a lot, Mark.
Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
People we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then, opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. It's 1981, and as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office, 633-4218, or racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.